Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday. I think I should call it Terrific Tunes Tuesday because we have some great music to share. A wonderful music event coming up at St. Paul de Pere. In studio with me, as always, to talk about the fine music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in de Pere, Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music there at St. Paul's. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Andy. Good to be here.
I'm glad to have you in studio. I love when you come walking in the International Center because that means we get to talk about fine music.
Yes.
And a great event coming up in the near future. Tell me a little bit about this event.
Well, this is the beginning of our 2016-2017 Music at St. Paul's series, and we traditionally open with a hymn festival, and we'll talk more about that later in the interview. But we've invited Cantor Kevin Hildebrand from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to come and lead us in singing some of his hymn arrangements and serving as our organist.
Well, what a delight. And we have Cantor Hildebrand on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Good to be with you.
And also with you. Glad to have you with us this morning and excited to share some of your arrangements at St. Paul's de Pere, I'm sure, here in the near future. Tell me about your service and love for music and what you'll be bringing to us here in St. Louis.
Well, as Mark mentioned, I'll be playing for the hymn festival on Sunday, and it's really great to follow. You know, there's been a great cloud of witnesses who have served as guest musicians there for St. Paul's music events. So I'm very honored to follow there, and it's really a wonderful opportunity to do this event that allows us as Christians to share our faith by singing it and also experience these hymns, both old and new, in ways that maybe provide some variety in the singing. And sometimes it's sort of like looking at a painting or a picture that we're familiar with, and then someone points out something that, oh, I never noticed that about that artwork before, and an artist or, you know, choirs or musicians can do the same thing with a hymn that it allows us to learn to love these gifts in the church in a different way as we sing those, as we share those together.
Mark, Kevin mentioned the role of music in his life and in the church. What is this this role of music at St. Paul's de Pere? Where is it? Where does it fit into the life of the congregation at St. Paul's de Pere?
Well, it's central because it finds its home within the divine service, the Sunday, the weekend worship services. And so then it spreads out from that. One of the nice things about the hymns is that the church has this huge treasury of hymns that spans 2,000 years and so forth. And they give voice to our expression, to our prayer, our praise, and even our proclamation. So to join together like this and to be able to treat hymns in a way that time on a Sunday morning doesn't necessarily allow is an added part of the celebration.
Well, let's talk about some of the music at the hymn festival that's coming up this weekend. Let's take a look at some of the pieces. Kevin, you want to tell us about some of the pieces for this festival?
Sure. Well, most of the arrangements are things that I have arranged. Most of them had their genesis here for the annual hymn festival that I play here at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, or sometimes they've originated from commissions or requests that others have made to write a particular setting. And they usually involve some instruments, some treatment of a stanza by a choir. We have the adult singers from St. Paul's that are participating, as well as the children's choir there. And so I think one of the strength of this, in addition to those comments that Mark made, is it shows how the song of the church is both gives us and proclaims our identity as we confess the faith by singing it. And it's also this truly intergenerational experience. You know, the hymns of the church don't belong to any particular group or demographic or time or region, but they belong to all of us as the church. And And so we'll have an opportunity to explore those in a number of ways.
You bring up a very good point that hymnody does not belong to any one particular generation. Why is it, I'd like to hear from both of you on this, why is it important that that this music be for the whole church, not any one particular generation? Kevin?
Well, I think, you know, speaking of musically, you know, even generically about music, so much in 21st century America is we choose music on, you know, think about your playlist on you know, your many and various electronic devices. And it's a very, very personal and very, you know, choice and, you know, preference driven, which is great. You know, I've got my playlist on my devices and things, and I'll be listening in the car on the way down to St. Louis, for instance. And but in the church, it's sort of a different aspect when we're making these choices corporately for the church itself. That that it's bigger than any one of us because it reflects all of us. It reflects the church and that wisdom and beauty that the church has as we confess the faith. I think that's one of the unique things that puts church music in its own category and genre as we make choices about, you know, what we do either on a Sunday morning or on a Sunday afternoon hymn festival such as this.
Mark, why is it important that the church's song be intergenerational, not specific to one generation?
Well, the Bible isn't. And we don't hesitate to share the Lord's word with that whole group, and so we want them to grow in the faith, and so also the hymns are a way of doing that, and it does unite us across time. When you're singing hymns that thousands of Christians have sung over hundreds of years, there's a unity there too.
The first piece that we're going to listen to today, the congregation will be singing, the choir will sing some stanzas, and the Sing Praise to God, the Highest Good. Tell me about this one, Kevin.
Sure. This is one of those pieces that I arranged several years ago when we were using it here at Concordia Theological Seminary for a hymn festival. It's a rich chorale, which I think there's a central stanza that talks about all who confess Christ's holy name. And I think that really sort of summarizes both that hymn and our singing. And that's what we do. All who confess Christ's holy name, give him the praise and glory, is how the text goes. And so as a composer, you're privileged to live with these texts and these tunes as you find a way to, well, as another hymn says, it gives us a more profound alleluia.
Hmm. Well, let's listen. Shall we listen to a little bit of that before
sure.
we go on? sing praise to God, the highest good. I love that recording. Now, who will be accompanying the congregation, Mark?
Well, we have a brass quintet, which will be serving, a string ensemble, and oboe. So there will be a variety of instruments in addition to the organ.
Making certainly beautiful music to all in thanksgiving to our God for his good gifts. Kevin, anything else about that piece before we go on to the next?
Well, you could sort of hear in the introduction, for instance, taking a theme from that beginning motive of the hymn. Sort of the upper brass, you know, played this theme, and then sort of the lower brass echoes, and it goes back and forth. And that's part of the reason for a hymn introduction is to both, there's practical reason to, you know, to set the tempo and the key, oh, this is how this melody goes, and allow the singers time to find, oh, yeah, we're on this page. But also to start to teach or reinforce or remind people, ah, yes, this is what that hymn sounds like, and then sometimes exploring some of those musical or rhythmic motives throughout an introduction like that helps to just sort of set the stage and set the table to allow us over that first stanza begins, we're all together and unified.
Now sing we, now rejoice is the next piece we'll be listening to today. What would you like for us to know about this?
Well, of course, this is a Christmas hymn. Mm-hmm. And so that's also one of the enjoyable things about a hymn festival is we, in any time of year that we're doing this, that we explore different times and seasons of the church year. So even here in late September, we sort of are always in expectation of what's coming up in the church year, namely the Christmas season. And so we'll explore that. This recording and also the genesis of the piece goes back from prior to when I was in Fort Wayne. I was serving a church up in Michigan and was involved with a semi-professional group up there that was exploring some different compositions. They asked me to write this piece. So Mark, this is an imported piece from Michigan.
Okay, duly noted.
Okay. Imported from Michigan. Does that make it international? Here we go. Now sing we, now rejoice. Now sing we, now rejoice. A beautiful piece. It just hearing that melody creates a picture in my mind. Does that for you, Mark, too?
Yes,
what do you see when you hear that? When you hear that melody?
Well, you hear the dance-like quality of the tune itself and the rejoicing. How well the text and the tune are wed together to make that proclamation.
Kevin, what image do you see when you hear that melody?
Well, I think I remember times when we've sung that in and around the Christmas season. I think this is one of those hymns in the Christmas section of the hymnal, for instance, that isn't explicitly tied to just Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, for instance. There's a number of hymns that talk about, you know, the birth of Jesus in the manger, but it goes beyond that, and it talks about, as the hymn goes on, what that means then for us as God's people, that we look forward to eternal life in heaven and all that we were there. And I mean, composers for centuries have taken their hand at at both elaborate and simple settings of this. So again, I'm honored to follow in the train of many, many others who have written settings of this. And surely, as the years and centuries go on, many other settings will be written of this.
God who made the earth and heavens is our next piece, and just a little time to look at this. Kevin, what would you like for us to know about this piece?
This is a Welsh tune, and we have this tune used a couple places in the hymnal for this text, and also Jaroslav Vajda's famous text, "Go, My Children, with My Blessing." So it's a familiar tune. It's really quite simple tune. And I wrote this arrangement a few years ago when we were observing something about the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. And it took some creative license and sort of took some themes from one of the Bach airs from an orchestral suite that a lot of people have probably heard it at weddings or other events, this sort of familiar air of Bach. But there's some motives in there that actually work with this Welsh tune. So that's where you hear the introduction and some of these the motives that are coming in. It's used with permission of Johann Sebastian Bach.
I wish we could listen to the whole piece now.
Well, you can.
That's right.
This Sunday, September 25th, 4 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 12345 Manchester Road, in De Pere, across from West County Shopping Center.
So this Sunday, 4 p.m., the Festival of Sacred Music, cantor Kevin Hildebrand, a lot of his arrangements of hymns, great music, the choir, the congregation singing, instrumentalists as well, fine music.
Right. And one last thing, you know, in this day and age, we're talking about the hymns and text and so forth. We really need to encourage one another through the singing of these hymns against the attacks that are on the Christian church throughout the world, and even the affronts that we're seeing in our own country. So it's a time to come together to be strengthened in our faith.
Cantor Hildebrand, thank you so much for your time this morning, and God's peace and blessings as you travel and make your way here to the festival here at St. Paul.
Thanks. So see you this weekend, Mark.
Thank you, Kevin.
Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music, St. Paul de Pere. Thanks so much for being my guest this morning and sharing on this fine music.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.